Christ, you Jesus. To be or not to be, eternally. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Whew, it's life and light. It's the frequency from on high and eternity. Anoint the ears and the hearts and the minds of those to hear and receive the word of the Lord. And Father, anoint my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Love you, Lord. We praise you. Your great name may it be exalted. I'm going to talk to you about 1 John, who are the children of God, what this means, and what this looks like. We'll go to 1 John, the Gospel according to John. And I'm going to start in verse 9. There was a true light, and this is referring to Yeshua in the context of 1 John, coming into the world, enlightens every man. Okay? He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came into his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. That is to say, the Jews. Okay? They did not receive Yeshua. This is the Hebrew English, by the way, scriptures. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of God, but man, but of God. So let's look at this. So this is talking about Yeshua. He was the world. He was the light of the world. He came in. The light enlightens every man. This is what our trajectory is in this time-space continuum. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him. He came into his own. Those are the Jews, and his own didn't receive him. So at that time, the majority of the Jews did not receive him. Just a small remnant. Okay, and here this is the important part. But as many as received him. So first we have to receive him. To them he gave the right. He gave the right to become. What are they going to become? Children of God. This implies that not everyone has the right to become the children of God. Those who received him, he gave them the right to become. It's a process stage. Okay, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. He came the right to become children of God, even in those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. God is who births us. This is the consummate passage on regeneration, being made again by the will of God, not by blood, not by the will of man. And as a result, what is this process? Well, let's jump over here to Revelation 12. Revelation 12. Okay, first of all, we have to overcome. Part of our process is overcoming. Revelation 12, one of my favorite chapters, are speaking of the great conflict in the spiritual realm, the war in heaven, and between the dragon, I'm summarizing it, and his angels were waging war against God. And against Michael and his angels, which are the contingent of the Holy One, the Mighty One, the Father Creator. And they were having this huge battle in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down. The serpent of old is called the devil. And Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was thrown down to the earth. and his angels were thrown down with him. And then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now let's stop right there. It's men and it's sin. Men meaning the race of Adam. And the angels, the fallen ones under Satan, the dragon, hate men. And the battle is over the souls of men. Again, and those that God is calling out in this life, we're calling out, we're going through the furnace, the iron furnace, the furnaces of affliction and testings and faithfulness and the where the potters, he's putting, you know, puts us on the potter's wheel and he shapes us and forms us and throws us into the fire. Glory to God. And then what happens? This is a loud voice that's crying now, salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. Okay? When the dragon was thrown out of heaven. So our choice in this life is, as Bob Dylan used to say, you're going to have to serve somebody. You're going to have to serve somebody. It may be the devil and it may be the Lord, but you're going to be serving somebody. And that the fallen angels are contending for your soul. And they're contending, and the open doors for them to have possession of you is sin. And we're going to show that. Now, the right to become the children of God is we're going to look at that also. Okay, so, and this is the battle of the kingdom of God. This kingdom shall be preached in all the earth. And the authority is in Christ. But for the accuser of our brethren, our brothers, those of us who know God and are working on our salvation, the right, we're working out the right to become children of God, before our God day and night. And they were, and they overcame him. Okay, let me back up. Okay, so the accuser of the brethren has been thrown down. He accuses them before our God day and night. And so this is a mental battle also. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Yes, and because of the word of their testimony, God is great, he is faithful. And they did not love their own life even when faced with death. These are the three weapons of overcoming. These are the strategies. These are the provision. This is the way. The blood of the Lamb. Jesus is the way. It's by his blood. And the word of our testimony that we are speaking to those around us about what God has done in our life and how he has made provision for us to overcome. And we don't love our lives. We're not, that's the biggest, you know, sting of death, fear of death. Oh, I got to survive. I got to preserve myself. No, you don't. God has to do that. God has to do that. And when we're faced with death, we do not recant our faith in Yeshua, the Mashiach, in his blood. And then it says, for this reason, O heavens, and you who dwell in them, whoa, you who dwell in them, rejoice. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Yes. The heavenly contingents, those who serve the Lord, are rejoicing in the interdimensional planes that are surrounding us, the heavens. Rejoice. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time. Okay, and then what happens? Whoo! And this is a definition. So I'm going to read the whole thing. And when the dragon, to the end of this chapter, saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the two wings of the great eagle were given to the woman so that she could fly into the wilderness to her place where she was nourished for time, times, and half a time. 3.5 years, time, times, double. We don't, how many times? We don't know really, but it's assumed this is a phrase for 3.5 years. From the presence of the serpent, and the serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and drank up the river which the dragon poured out of his mouth. So the dragon was enraged with the woman and went out to make war with the rest of her children. Who are the woman's children? Why, who are those who are what? Who keep the commandments of God? That would make them children of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. That means that we are not to, continue in sin. We are to abide in him. And by abiding in him, we keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And we look at the fruit of that. Now, I want to look at the fruit of those who don't. We need to examine this. So let's go to 1 Corinthians. Here's Paul. So this Bible goes backwards. It's on the other side of the world, this Bible, from the traditional Bibles, because it's for Hebrews, basically. It's beautiful. Sometimes you have to think backwards. Okay. Matthew, Mark, Luke, Matthew, 2 Chronicles, 1 Chronicles. Oh, Corinthians. Come on. Excuse me, please. 1 Corinthians. What is that? What's that? 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, or through 20. Let's look at this. You are already filled. You have already become rich. You have become kings without us. And indeed, I wish you had become kings, that we might also reign with you. Okay, I'm sorry. It's 1 Corinthians 16. It says 6 right here. Just a moment, please. Solar is going off, and it's like, okay, it is 1 Corinthians 6. This is about judging. Okay, so what are you saying? Well, we're to judge who's a believer, who's not, who's walking with the Lord, who's not, who we're in fellowship with, and who we're not. Does any one of you, when he has a case against his neighbor, dare to go to law before the unrighteous and not the saints? Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? If the world is judged by you, are you not competent to constitute the smallest law courts? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more matters of this life? So, if you have law courts dealing with matters of this life, do you appoint them as judges who are no account of no account to the Lord? Therefore, do not judge. Forgive me. So if you have law courts dealing with matters of this life, do you appoint them as judges who have no account in the church? I say this to your shame. Is it so that there is not among you one wise man who will be able to decide between his brothers? But brother goes to law with brother, and that before unbelievers. Actually, then, it's already a defeat for you that you have lawsuits with one another. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be defrauded? On the contrary, you yourselves wrong and defraud, and you do this even to your brothers. Or, here it is. We're getting the qualifiers here. How do we judge? Or do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. First one, top of the list. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate. And we looked up that word, Priscilla and I, we're Bible studying. And the effeminate are those who take on either sex or put on clothes or transgenders. Nor homosexuals. Distinction between effeminate and homosexuals. And thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards. Drunkards? Does that say drunkards? And what drunkards implies, those who have a problem with it. We would probably say alcoholics. Nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Look, so much of this is operating what is called, quote, the church. Such were some of you, then he goes, but you were washed. This is, oh, and how were they were washed? But you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of God. Another thing, in other words, you repented and you humbled yourself before the mighty hand of God. You didn't resist him and justify your sin. Okay. But the Spirit, you submitted to the Spirit of the Lord and the dealings of the Lord Almighty. So what is it goes on to say? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach is for food, but God will do away with both of them. Yet the body is not for immortality. Yet the body is not for immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. Now God has only raised, not only raised the Lord, but will also raise us up through his power, meaning the resurrection of the dead. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take away the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Or a fornicator? May it never be. Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to a prostitute is one body with her? For he says the two shall become one flesh. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. For immorality, flee immorality. Flee, flee, flee. Every sin that a man commits is outside the body. But the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price? Therefore, glorify God in your body. So what's implied here is when you're joined to a prostitute or a fornicator or something outside the covenant bonds of Christian marriage, you become one with that person and you sin against your body. Why? Because you've opened the doors for the demons to pass through both of you. You are partaking in the cup of demons in the flesh. That's what that says, and that's what that means.